This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Yes, let's continue with the GNU and just talk to somebody who might just understand the constitutional aspects of what's going on with the GNU and what the complex and the difficulties are. So we'll just bump straight into that conversation. Advocate Lufuno Nevondwe, and I'm going to just ask if I have said that right. Nevondwe, advocate?
Yes, you have said it right.
Advocate, welcome. Yes. Welcome to Power 98.7. Welcome to Power's Perspective. So how are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm very, very good, Advocate. Advocate, I suppose you've been watching and looking and commenting and engaging and all sorts of things. And so the president today delivers a speech that somewhat is contested. Some would like it, some would, you know, engage it very, very differently. You know, when I looked at him, you know, at different points, he just looked like he was heavily burdened with the kind of weight that's on him at the moment. And at some point during his speech, I thought, he looks presidential and he's speaking to, you know, the interests, and maybe this is a place where he wants to find himself. Well, let's just look at it from where you sit in the constitutionality and the practicality of things. Also, then, advocate, how a place is he in, the president of the country? I don't even want to talk about the ANC at this particular moment. Let's leave them, and they are 40%. I just want to question about the president and the engagement of his speech, and the place he would find himself in the road that he needs to navigate over the next couple of months, maybe first in the GNU, but overall on the next 5 years. The complexities of the space he finds himself in at this particular moment. Do you have a word for it? Do you have a phrase for it? Do you have a sentence for it? Do you have a book that you could write about it?
Yes, I think we must just start. He has been inaugurated today as
yes.
the president.
Yeah.
And in terms of Section 94 of the Constitution, which talks about the continuation of cabinet after elections.
Yeah.
It says that when an election of the National Assembly is held, the cabinet, the deputy president, ministers, and any deputy ministers remain competent to function
yeah.
until the person elected president by the next assembly assumes office.
Yes.
So which means that from today, is the president as the head of the national executive is the one running the country.
Yes.
So all the ministers and deputy ministers need to function.
Mm-hmm.
And from today, he must decide whom he's going to appoint as a member of cabinet.
Mm.
And we know that in the government of national unity, there is a statement of intent to this government of national unity, which has been signed by the African National Congress, represented by its Secretary General, and the Democratic Alliance, represented by the chairperson of the Federal Council, Ellen Zille. So, when you look into this statement of intent, starting from the preamble,
yeah.
it's clear in terms of how the government of national unity will function. But what is more important to all of this is the foundational principles of the GNU. Because I think that this will be the guideline in terms of how this GNU will look like, how it will function. And if you look at all of this, it derives primarily from our constitution. Because if you look at this 10 principles point, which talks about the respect for the Constitution, the respect for the Bill of Rights, and a united South Africa, and also the rule of law.
Mm.
So you can see that we are now entering into a new government of national unity, where political parties will unite each other and will also unite South Africans. Because remember, we also talk about this non-racialism and also non-sexism. Social justice and the alleviation of poverty. Because remember, that is the challenges we have. Remember, the main challenge...
Those things don't go away.
Yes, they do go away.
Yeah.
Because
unemployment, inequality, poverty, you know, all of those particular issues don't go away. Whether you had a government that was run by one ruling party and or a government of national unity, those are the issues that you still need to deal with.
Yes, and we expect these seven administrations to address those.
Yeah.
Because those are fundamental.
Then let me ask you this, Advocate. Does President, as elect now and of the country, and President Cyril Ramaphosa, does he find himself in a weaker position or in a stronger position? What is your estimate? Just I'm trying to work out here how you gauge him in this maybe new role that he is, you know, about to embark upon.
Yes, when I gauge him, he's in a stronger position.
Okay.
Because first you will have a government which is united.
Okay.
And
but maybe a fractured party that he comes from, because maybe not everybody there, you know, is geared towards this particular path. So maybe in essence, as you say, maybe a stronger president, but maybe weaker back home at the House?
Yes, you are correct. You will be a stronger president, but of course, it's on the dynamics within the party where he come from. He might find himself battling. But remember, if he relied on the foundational principles of the GNU, I believe that that will be escalated to the National Executive Committee of the African National Congress, and also to the Federal Council of the DA. Because remember, what governs this government of national unity is these fundamental principles. Because I think if he implemented these principles, I think he's more likely to be much stronger. And again, also, because when you talk about government of national unity, You then combine the experiences of the two bigger political parties. Remember, these political parties have governed before, so they come with the experience. So if they can combine the experience they have, you then have a stronger GNU.
Sure. So let me. Put it to you this way, then Advocate. Let's just look at political commentary for a little bit, right? And maybe go 1 + 1 is going to give us 2, and let's see if the 2 works out for us. Would you agree, as it has just entered my head, as I'm thinking about what you're saying? Would you agree on where you've answered the question of a stronger president, weaker back home at the House? Would you agree that Cyril Ramaphosa, president of the ANC, president of the country, might have, just in a magical stroke of fortune for himself, guaranteed his term for the next 5 years within the ANC? Because the partners that he is now in and the partners that they are now comfortable with see him as the potential vehicle to go forward with, and nobody else. So in essence, everything crumbles should the ANC at some point suggest that they need to recall Cyril Ramaphosa for whatever reason. Everything would crumble on the basis that certain political parties, big political parties, the second largest political party, are in this particular deal, having already aligned themselves with the fact that they will only deal with Cyril Ramaphosa in a government of national unity with the ANC. And if I have said that, and that is what they have said, then I would then be able to get to a logical point whereby the genius move is that Cyril Ramaphosa, as long as this GNU exists, is then secured the position of president of the ANC, president of the country for the term of 5 years, maybe. What would you make of that logic?
Yes, I think you are correct. Mm. He's guaranteed to be the president from 2024.
Because they dare not remove him, in essence.
It's from 2024 until 2029.
Yes.
But the risk is as follows. If his party believes that he can no longer serve as the president, then it might mean that might be the end of the GNU.
But then they collapse their power base as well. And collapsing their power base as well means that they might then have to look at other GNU partners, which they might then look at those political parties that have formed a formation outside of the GNU at the moment. And that would then give them the kind of numbers they would need to get legislation passed, to get, you know, various things through Parliament and the likes, because they would need a partner to ride with. Because if the DA's position is we'll work with Cyril and nobody else, for the ANC, if they recalled Cyril Ramaphosa, it would mean that the ANC without Cyril Ramaphosa would have to look at the EFF and the other coalition partners.
Yes, you are correct. Of course, that is the possibility.
Yeah.
So that's why this GNU, it also locks parties not to exercise powers they have excessively, because that might affect the existence of the GNU.
Mm.
So it means that even if the ANC, for example, want to recall the president, it won't be an easy decision, because they will have to reflect on the GNU.
Yeah, on the outcome of that particular move.
Yeah.
So, in essence, they stuck with him.
Yes, they will stuck with it. And also, the other risk which we have now is that if you have a motion of no confidence against the president, I'm talking about the current president.
Yeah.
If you are going to have a motion of no confidence, it means that if that motion is supported by the majority, it means that the president will have served a second term if that motion passed. So it means that he won't come back again and become a president.
Yeah, no. It's the same prospect for Jacob Zuma and all the others, yeah.
Yes, his road will have ended. Even in 2004.
Mm.
Even in 2024. Even if it happened this year, the road would have ended in 2024.
Mm.
So there are a lot of risks which are posed by government of national unity.
Mm.
But there are also positives. There are also positives because if you look into the fundamental principles, the 10 principles, they are positive.
Mm.
And if you go back and also look at there are also what we call these 8 priorities for the GNU.
Mm.
So which if you look at them, it goes to the manifesto of the two political parties. Now, if you look at their manifesto and you look at this priority, it also talks to their manifestos, which also assist us to have a sustainable GNU. Because remember, the success of this GNU, it will also be a success of the country. Because if this GNU collapses, it might also collapse the progress which this country has made since 1994. Mm. We might go back to pre-1994, because a lot has been achieved, and you want this GNU to build from the achievement going forward into 2024 up until 2029.
Let me ask you this, Advocate. And you know I'm gonna emphasize the terminology of advocate now. Maybe you could give me an answer to this. Where the GNU is concerned, and we talk about the signatures to that GNU, that statement of intent, and for all intents and purposes, the signatures that we have seen are Fikile Mbalula and Helen Zille on the other side. And then some other people suggest that they have signed also. But let's look at that particular document with those particular signatures there on there already. What legal standing does it have when within the document also there is a terminology or statement that suggests that it is a voluntary association? What legal standing, if any, does the document have vis-a-vis the signatures, vis-a-vis all of these points that we are talking about and the complexities, whatever? But at the end of the day, it is agreed that it is a voluntary association. Right at the start, that particular commentary is made.
Yes, the legal statement is that this is the statement of intent.
Yes.
So these are the parties who are saying voluntarily they will want to be binded by the following fundamental principles, which are 10.
Yeah.
And they will also want, on top of those fundamental principles, they will also want to be governed by the nine broad priorities of this GNU. So it means that if one party feels that they no longer want to continue, they are at liberty.
Yeah.
To pull out.
Without any legal complications, and or even though they have signed a document, there are no repercussions of any legalities in this particular instance. It is a total voluntary association of just political parties getting together to co-govern, in essence.
Yes, because it's voluntary, there are no legal consequences or repercussions. Because this is voluntarily, and each party is at liberty to pull out in case they want to pull out. But that's why I'm saying, in terms of the legal standing, you cannot go to court and sue the other party for non-compliance.
Yeah. I think it's just important to point that out as well, that in essence, as much as we are looking at these things and almost talking to them as documentation and section this and whatever it is, at the end of the day, it comes to zilch or nothing if a political party decides I am no longer part of this and I want out.
Yes, this is voluntarily. Of course, these political parties will have to get mandate from the National Executive Committee, if it's the DA, it's the Federal Council.
Sure.
Who must then guide that withdrawal.
Advocate, are you somewhat, interested in the language that's used? Grand coalition, government of national unity, working relationship, the choice in this particular instance, the GNU, but very little difference between what we're seeing as coalition governments at local government issue. Is there much of a legality or an aspect of when we call something a GNU or when we call it a coalition in an instance? Or, are these interchangeable for whoever wants to make the point that they're making?
To be honest with you, this is a coalition of its type, of its own kind. Because if you go to a definition of a coalition, it says that it's a temporary alliance for combined action, especially of political parties, forming a government. So here we are talking about a coalition of its own kind, which is then regulated by the statement of intent of the government of national unity.
Mm.
So it's another coalition of its own kind. There's no difference between this coalition and other coalitions which we might have in the local government.
Got you. Advocate, thank you so much for joining me here on Power Perspective. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
That is, of course, Advocate Lufuno Nevondwe talking to us there about, of course, what is going on in that particular government of national unity. Let's take a break, and on the other side of this, the Secretary General of the Pan-Africanist Congress. Yes, they're joining us next, and they'll be telling us about how they got an invitation to, it seems, the party of the year at the moment. Are you invited? Are you not invited? Those who seem to be invited have a special card and a special get-in-the-door card. Yes, and the PAC seems to be one of those, and they've accepted that. We'll be talking to the PAC next.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.